Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Your Excellency, Executive Secretary of the UN Convention on Combating Desertification, Chairman of the Committee on the Review of the Implementation of the Convention, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I'm taking the floor today on behalf of the African Group, and I would like to express my deep gratitude to the Convention Secretariat for all that has been done to facilitate the organising of this 19th session via video conference. I'd also like to reiterate the Africa Group's full support to the Executive Secretary in order to bring the programs for combating desertification to the forefront of the international stage. I would, like everyone, have preferred to meet in person, but unfortunately the public health situation impedes this. COVID-19, a global unprecedented pandemic, has caused huge human losses and caused great socioeconomic upheaval. At this difficult time, and on behalf of the Regional African Group, I would like to extend my heartfelt condolences to those who have lost loved ones, beseeching the Almighty to show the deceased his mercy, and I hope that our planet will swiftly recover from this public health crisis and adapt to the socioeconomic impacts that stem therefrom. President, Africa is very concerned by certain issues relating to the agenda, in particular when it comes to the establishment of a legally binding instrument on drought, land degradation, neutrality, implementation means, and land tenure and gender. Regarding land degradation neutrality, African states have fully adhered to the voluntary global program for target setting for LDN, and we know that since the concept was first adopted in 2015, and several stages have already been rolled out, and we are now at the stage of devising transformative projects. However, several challenges continue to stand in the way of achieving the LDN by 2030, because consolidated national reports from 2018 show that 19.12% of land areas show a constant trend of degradation. This is striking, and it compels us to note that we need greater commitment from all stakeholders on the ground in order to ensure the implementation of specific projects in order to reduce the positive impacts that are expected when it comes to land restoration and improving living conditions for our populations. As regards drought, which is a major issue for Africa, this is one of the main thrusts of the UNCCD since it was adopted, but it has not yet garnered all the interest that it deserves, and it has not been at the heart of everyone's concerns. It was only in 2017 that the issue really came to the fore, when drought was integrated as a strategic target in the new strategic framework 2018-2030. During the COP14, states parties convened and decided to implement an intergovernmental working group on drought in order to look at the possibilities of taking specific and appropriate measures for developing, promoting, and implementing policies for fighting drought in the context of the UNCCD. Bearing in mind that the Africa Group has always advocated for including a protocol on drought. As regards implementation means, the financial dimension is a crucial point when it comes to the implementation of the convention. I'd like to take this opportunity to reiterate my gratitude to our financial partners for the efforts made to provide financial support for combating desertification. I'd also like to thank the Secretariat of the UNCCD for the progress made in terms of operationalizing the LDN fund. However, our group believes that these sources of funding fall short of the challenges we face, and we look forward to a greater mobilisation of resources in order to implement the transformative projects that have been devised. It will be very difficult to achieve LDN without it. Thank you very much, President.